I am joined right now by an actor and a producer. TV credits include Reba, Shameless, Sons of Anarchy. He has appeared in movies such as Supercross, Something Borrowed, and Bride Wars. He is co-starring right now in CBS's new show, True Lies. It airs Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. In fact, a new episode is dropping tomorrow night. My guest is Steve Howie. Steve, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Good, man. How are you doing, Jim?
Good, good. Good to have you, Steve.
I'm starring in the show, man. I'm not a co-star. I'm starring in the show. Number one, baby.
Dude, that
number
is
number one.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that because I was going to be so wrong because I was going to ask you about that. In fact, I'm glad you corrected me. No, I'm not. I never want to be corrected. Anyway, but Steve, you're right. You are number one. I want to ask you something about that because your co-star... Your co-star, Omar Miller, said to you, are you ready to be a number one? So I do stand corrected. When he asked you that, did you know what he meant? And are you ready to be the number one?
I'm still trying to figure that out. But yeah, Omar Miller asked me that. And I was like, yeah, what do you mean? Like, yeah, I'm ready. And then when we got into after the... you know, pulled muscles and sleep deprivation and, you know, the majority of the dialogue and the, in driving the story, I knew what he meant by that because it's a huge amount of responsibility, but I will say my 13-year-old self would be freaking out right now that I have this job. So, careful what you wish for. You just might get it. This is a dream come true.
Steve Howie joining us. So what about that? Like, you're starring in a series that, of course, was inspired by the movie in the 90s, a James Cameron film starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis. I remember, Steve. Yeah. I remember going to that movie.
Yeah.
I remember going to that movie. I remember because Arnold was like the biggest thing in the world at that time, and I was a huge Arnold guy. What about you? Did you see it back then when you were younger, or did you not see it until much later?
No, I saw it in the theater, too. I remember. I mean, I was a huge Schwarzenegger fan growing up. Obviously, Conan, Terminator, Predator. I mean, you know, and then James Cameron. I mean, and Jamie Lee Curtis. These are legends, you know, in cinematic history. So it was just, you know, if you're gonna do a remake, this is the one to do. Also, they're big shoes to fill. So. My other co-star, Ginger Gonzaga, and Omar, and Mike, and Erica, we all wanted to do something original as much as possible, make it our own, you know, because we wouldn't, there's no way you can fill those shoes. They're movie icons.
Steve, I thought you said that you were not a co-star, that you were the number one. You just said my other co-stars, the other extras.
The other background with one. Yeah, no, I can say.
I got you.
I'm trying to be humble.
I got you. I know, and it's hard.
Trying.
Hey, look, man, you got a lot going for you, man. It would not be easy to be humble. You've had a really nice career. Let me ask you, when you do a remake, like you just said, if you're going to do a remake, this is the one you do a remake of. So do you try to make it as close to the original as possible, or do you intentionally go the other way and put a different spin on it?
It's a good question. You know, look, I mean, we want to make a good show. We want to make it good where people can tune in and have a little bit of action, a little bit of romance, a little bit of fun. And at the same time, hopefully they'll stick around and watch the commercials. You know what I mean?
Because oh, yeah.
The advertising pays the bills today. So we want to do, we wear a lot of hats, but I was so fortunate and lucky that the cast was so wonderful. And I was like, oh, you're my people. I'm going to take care of you. This is going to be fun. And it was. It was a lot of fun. We had such an amazing time. And we have great guest casts that came in. So on Wednesday night, Matt Lillard comes in to play the wolf. And he elevated the vibe. He brought so much energy. And it was like, oh, okay, big dogs are ready to play. We got to step up our game. And you play to the height of your competition. And so when he brought that, we were like, we all stepped up, you know, and that we really needed that because that was that's our fourth episode. And going into it, we shot the pilot one, you know, two, three, and this, you know, is our fourth. But yeah, Tom Arnold from the original movie.
Yep.
He's in the show. We got Beverly D'Angelo, another legend. the beautiful Beverly D'Angelo. And yeah, man, it's just, it's cool. I'm having a great time.
These are some OGs. Steve Howie joining us. You know, Steve, it's kind of interesting. You have a lot of range. Like, you've been in the business now 20 years. You've done a lot of different things. Like, when you think about Arnold and the genre back in the day, right, you think about, like, I mean, these guys were studs. Arnold, Sly, Bruce Willis, Denzel, you know, dudes like that back in the heyday. Do you bring any of that to that, or is that just something totally different? Is that bridge just dead and gone? Because, man, that was so fun back then. I don't want to be that old head, but, man, that was fun back then.
I know, but I think it's relative, man, because, like, those are my heroes too. But, you know, their heroes were Charles Bronson and John Wayne and those. So it's every generation, it's different, right? I mean, I remember growing up, and one of my favorite movies of all time, I had it on VHS tape, was Big Trouble in Little China. Like that, I had to watch that all the time because, you know, yeah, I think it is like the action movie star, you know, there's still studs out there that are doing it, right? I mean, I went to John Wick 4 last night.
Dude!
I was lucky enough to get invited.
Okay, giving it up, I was already having the conversation with my wife about, hey, you know it's dropping this weekend, don't you? Without giving it away, how did you feel about it? Were you disappointed? Were you hyped? I watched the third one again yesterday in preparation. Don't give it up, but how did you feel walking out of that last night?
I won't give it up. I will say if there should be like a trigger warning if you don't like awesomeness. If you don't like intense, like some of the best, if not the best, intense action sequences of stunt fighting and everything. It was unrelenting action. And Keanu Reeves, talk about studs who are action stars. Dude, give him all the flowers because he's doing his own stuff. He's flipping people. He's popping people. He's elbowing. He's leg locking he's doing all his own stunts, and an amazing stunt team. Chad and 8711. That stunt team is extraordinary. I had the crowd. I mean, this is in LA. You know what I mean? Like, we were all like oohing and on and like applauding. Go see that movie. That is a fantastic action
film. Dude, wow. That's an amazing response. Yeah. Steve Howie is joining us. I'm so pumped. So pumped that you said that. I mean, apples to oranges. And I don't want to dumb this thing down. But like, dude, Bourne or Wick? Bourne or Wick?
Ooh, how do you do me like that? That's tough. You know what I mean? It's like LeBron or Kobe or like Jordan or LeBron. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would have to say Wick, because Bourne is trying to figure out who he is, right? And so he's going through this and kind of this. John Wick is going straight through the wall, and he knows exactly what he's doing. You know, it's on purpose. It has direction. It has intention. Jason Bourne's like, I don't know my name. Let me just like, you know, kick these seven dudes' butts, but. You know,
it'd be frustrating not knowing your name. That would kind of suck.
Well, that's just like every Friday night for me or Saturday morning.
Dude, preach. Well, we're the same guy, except I can't act. That's amazing. Hey, Steve, let me ask you something. Like, for instance.
Yeah, but you have the voice. Hold on. You got the voice, though. Can I just say you have the voice?
Got a little bit of that.
Watching you for decades now.
Well, I appreciate you.
You
I appreciate
are old
you.
As hell, but. Yeah,
but hold it together, though. Dude, if you knew how old I really was and how good I still look, you'd be turning that thing around, all right? I still look pretty damn good.
Maybe you should
dude,
be.
I'm old enough to be your dad, and I still look this good. I'm old enough to be Rick Pitino's dad, and I still look this good. Respect, man. Put some respect on this face.
You got it. Okay. You got it. You still have the goat? Are you still rocking the goatee?
Yeah, man. The wife won't let me take that down. Oh, so it's up to her. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. It's up to her. Let me ask you something. Speaking of fam, Steve, like, for instance, I couldn't wait to show my kids when they were of age. Like, if I were to say to you, tell me a movie that you have to show your kids. The movie I couldn't wait to show my kids until they were of age was Die Hard. What about you? What was a movie you had to show your kids?
Ooh, well, you know, look, my kids, their parents are both actors. So we're twisted a little bit. And You know, my son, who was, God, how old is he? 8. We went and saw The Revenant in the theaters. And so that was a little intense. I let him see some things. I'm more on the American side and not the European side, where I think violence is easier to digest than sexuality. You know how Europeans is the opposite? Sexual
yes.
is like, it's okay. Some sexual is okay for kids and violence is terrible. I don't know. Like, I'm a, you know, we're American. We're used to violence. And I just think it's like, it's not that I'm going to go do it just because I see it. So I'll let him see some gnarly things. But I think the movie that I wanted him to see, oh gosh. I mean, you know, we just saw, I can't say that movie. I'm going to be a terrible parent. If there's most actions, a lot of R-rated movies, my kids can see if I'm there. But like, you know, they're horror movies. You know that movie Heredity? Oh, it's terrifying. It's so good. My son saw that and he had a nightmare that night.
Right.
And it reminds me of when I was a kid, because my parents let me see The Exorcist when I was 7 years old.
No, dude, that was so scary. That was so scary. You know, I'll tell you a movie I saw when I was a kid that didn't go well. This movie, I think, dropped in 1973 called The Legend of Hell House. Scared the hell out of me, man. We were at summer camp and we went like Bass Lake. And for some reason, I was in the theater and I thought that was a good idea to see at 9 or whatever it was. I don't know, man. I'm not about that genre. So that's not my deal. Dude, before you go, you're a baller. You were good enough to get a scholarship, correct me if I'm wrong, to Northeastern Junior College in Colorado, right? That well, you're 6'4". Yeah. What was your game like? Did you spend some time in the paint? How'd you get after it? How'd you get down?
Yeah, I balled in the halls of CIF.
Yeah, I like it.
Grew up in SoCal. I started playing organized basketball at my freshman year of high school. So I was pretty athletic and I was scrappy. But so when I got that scholarship to the JUCO, it's a junior college, 2 years, I played shooting guard on offense and power forward on defense, if that can tell you how my game is. And because I got a low center of gravity and I would just stick my butt into these dudes' knees and they couldn't rebound nothing because I would just take their knees out because their knees were right where my hips were. So I was the best box out. They hated me. I would react like an actor that I am then. I'd be like, oh, ref. And then, you know, they'd cry a little bit. And so, yeah, so the acting was already starting when I was playing over there. But then, yeah, after 2 years, I was done because I was like, these guys are – we had a guy on our team. His nickname was Fat Man. He was anything but. He had a 10-pack. He barely worked out. All he did was eat Twizzlers. He would dunk it in his socks. He would shoot a three, and while the ball was in the air, he would turn around and call out our full court press. And then it would swish, and it was just like, I can't compete with that. I can't compete with that. And then they get to the major universities, and then you can't even get to the pro. So I then transferred my skills to the NBA Entertainment League, where that's probably the highest competitive basketball, because you're dealing with all these celebrities with the biggest egos, and it was not friendly. Oh, I got stories. I'll come back and I'll tell you some stories.
I would love it. I would love it. We'll go long. I would love to hear about that. You know, I was going to follow you up. So really quickly, the show, True Lies, Wednesday nights, right? 10
yes.
p.m. Eastern?
True Lies.
True Lies, my bad.
Wednesday nights, yep. CBS. And you can see it on streaming on Paramount Plus.
And a brand new ep dropping tomorrow night. My man, what a great job. Let's continue the conversation long form next time. But dude, I appreciate you very much. That was so much fun. That's tomorrow night, True Lies, Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Steve, great to have you on, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Steve Howie joining us, True Lies, the name of that TV show. That was an adaptation from a movie back in 1993. You know the movie. Like I said, I remember going to the theater because, man, I was a huge Arnold guy. Loved Arnold. I remember that movie dropping. Couldn't wait to get in the theater and see it. And here we are. Now you got a TV show on CBS airing on Wednesdays. That was fun. I told you I had something different and we would change up, and we did. All that was great. but his reaction to John Wick 4 was something. That was really interesting because I've been thinking about that all week long. And I did hit Dodger Janel with it this morning. You know, Wick is dropping this weekend. She goes, let's go. I'm like, you don't like that. You're not about that. She's like, I've seen one. It's all right. It can work. Let's go! Maybe not opening night. But dude, he said that that's in LA and there was applause in the theater from actors. High praise for Keanu Reeves. All right, let me get out.